Strange world we live in, friends.
Very strange.
Strange, strange world we live in.
It's why some people dream of going to Alaska.
Yes, they do.
Mm.
I would actually like to go to Alaska someday. I bet they don't charge $335 for... Anyway, hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I've spent the last 2 weeks Googling and almost reserving several trips to Alaska in terms of a cruise that we're doing for my 20th wedding anniversary. And very soon, in the next 4 months, I will be in the glorious state of country of Alaska.
Let's go to celebrate your wedding anniversary.
And then he's going to stay behind and make Chris come back all by himself.
That was my joke. You didn't know I'm going to finish it with that. And I ain't coming back either.
The Michael Sevier Alaska podcast coming soon.
Oh, God, the Alaska podcast would be just glorious. There's a train I want to take, and there's a restaurant I want to go to, and there's so much I want to do. Anyway, I just want to talk about the glorious days of Nebraska Creighton. We did a live show, Kevin and I, in 06, I believe that's right, from outside of Zephyr's.
Yeah.
Did the live show, 25, and I think it was, I didn't look this up, this is off the top of my head, it was like 25,800 people there.
I think I was at that game.
Stadium.
Yeah, it was a full house. It was like a College World Series game, yeah.
And they were tailgating beforehand.
Yes.
We were across the street from what became the Nike House. That's where we were, across from Modesto's. And there were people that were tailgating in there. They were so, by the time we left, by the way, that show, we interviewed Richard Pitino, or Rick Pitino, as he's better known. We interviewed him for whatever reason on that day. It was a weird interview with him. And anyway, we were there, and there were people everywhere, drunk. I went to the game. It was raucous. There was a late score that almost caused a brouhaha. It used to be incredibly important, especially when it was at Rosenblatt.
Yes.
I don't know what it is now because baseball is a foreign sport to me now, but I know that it used to be huge.
And no, you're right. I mean,
I'm pretty
regular,
sure I was at that game.
On
that
the regular,
year.
That last game, especially the last,
because it was usually May and the weather was awesome.
Yes, would draw upwards of 15, at least 15. But in the case of the one you're recalling, and I can recall
plus.
A few, where it was over 20,000 easily, it looked like a College World Series, you know, opening day game where the whole stadium
was
full.
Yeah, the only time that I can remember in terms of going to College World Series and it being bigger than that game that I remember that game being was obviously the time Nebraska played, what, in 05, when we had to have the lottery done at like 6 o'clock in the morning. For the reserve tickets,
yep.
And they ended up doing the cheer back into Husker Power cheer. That was rocking. Second to that, in my mind, was that Creighton-Nebraska game still. Just how hyped it was. And maybe it was 1-1, and Nebraska hadn't won the series or something like that. There was some storyline to it, too, that made it even bigger, a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And so.
No, those were good times, and it was fun because, you know, it came at a perfect time. You know, the spring football and all that fall to all was finished. And you needed something to, you know, kind of just keep your sports Jones going. And that game was it.
And the thing you talk about all the time, well, you talked about it earlier, not all the time. These guys not only played high school ball against each other, they played Legion ball against each other.
Yep.
Many of them played Little League ball against each other.
Yep.
I remember having a conversation with one of the guys. It was a Nebraska player. And like one of the kids on the Creighton team was his cousin. And they grew up with him. So anytime you have that inner family time growing up, relationship, and then all of a sudden they're your opponent, it's always more serious to you. You always want to win it. You always want to beat those people more than total strangers.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Owen Hart wanted to beat Bret Hart because it was his brother.
R.I.P.
Did they actually wrestle each other? I do not remember.
Yes, at WrestleMania. They wrestled many
times.
Did
they really?
Yes. They had a feud.
I thought they were a tag team. Weren't they the Hart Foundation?
No. That was the end.
Oh, that was, that was a Neidhart.
Jim Neidhart.
Is this a part of the two-minute wrestling conversation?
No. This was brought up by...
Hey, your stupid rubber bats and fake hats conversation that you stuff in a conversation for no reason. Don't you diss wrestling? Wrestling's more popular than baseball ever be.
Nice. Remember, Mike, I don't remember if I tweeted at you about it, but Figure 4 at 4:30, that's what it was called. Figure 4at 4:30.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember most of the guests we had on. It was a nice little segment. Who was the PD guy?
We don't remember his name.
Yeah, he was an interesting-looking guy.
He
told a story about your idol, the honky-tonk man, like peeing on the floor at an event.
Yes.
Like, just
Randy Savage?
All over the floor.
No, honky tonk man, Randy Savage. Get out of here with that crap. out of your mind.
No, Honky Tonk Man, your hero, decided at an event to just pull it out and pee all over the floor.
He did.
That's
do
the
that.
Kind of guy you cheer for.
He was like a wrestling Tom Becca.
Well, from the other side, yeah.
Michael, thank you.
All right, guys.
There's Michael Sevier, Michael, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here on the Grum.
Are you doing something on your phone? I feel like you just screwed up this. I was going to find a game, and then everything froze, and it went to the Cubs.
Oh, wow.
What, Nick?
Score of the Pirates-Mets game.
What's the score? I think it's over.
Yeah, the Mets beat the Mets. Beat the Tar.
You want to watch this? Middle of the eighth, 4-4, Braves.
Yep. Oh, yep. Let's go watch the A's.
No. Nick, game's almost over.
No, we won't be able to watch the Cardinals because it's one of the many teams.
Oh, no, I actually did the catch-up option.
Many teams are blacked out because that TV thinks it's in Iowa.
All right, I'm going to...
We are clearly in Nebraska.
Oh, but they're in Oakland, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're playing the Cardinals, which is one of the blacked-out teams.
Yeah, it's the team.
They should get rid of that.
Nick, they should.
Yes,
it's 2024.
Should. It's 2024. Stop blacking this stuff out.
Yeah, this isn't the early 1950s or whatever when blackout restrictions started on the radio. We need people to come to the ballpark.
Exactly.
So ridiculous. Stupid.
No, I have to watch. See, because this TV thinks it's in Iowa, I have to watch the Cubs, who famously are losing.
Famously.
On my phone.
There we go. Watch live. All right. We're not going to start from the beginning because we're not Nick Grimm.
Hmm. You're going to miss some things.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's fine, Nick. It's the eighth inning.
It's about it's savoring. Baseball's a sport to be savored. It's like a fine wine or a good scotch.
Amazing Daniel. Hart Brothers. I wonder whatever happened to those guys. Oh. Yeah, whatever. Something happened?
One of them had a fall from grace. And
needless to say.
And the other one's retired.
Because
he's old. That's a tease that...
Let's go.
That the run and wrestling connection is coming.
Michael doesn't like wooden bats and rubber hats. It's the way to stay in touch with the college baseball season as it unfolds. Oregon yesterday. We've had North Carolina, Creighton, Nebraska, Florida State, among others.
If Oregon would have lost yesterday, that would have been the fastest your curse has ever touched.
No. The fastest was when he famously said that
Tristan Jebbia
was not going to be transferring to Oregon State. And literally that night,
I was at dinner.
It was at dinner time.
I was literally at dinner. I was at a restaurant.
I had barely gotten home.
My phone's blowing up.
I had barely gotten home, and the news came out that he was transferring to Oregon State after Josh said, there's no way he's going to transfer to Oregon State.
People forget the other part that I said that day was, and Nebraska definitely won't go 4-8 in Scott Frost's first season. And then they also did that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing Daniels followed up on Mr. Owen Hart. Was grace the name of the rafter?
Oh, my.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, the Cubs have now tied the.
Oh, cool. It's Cubs score.
That's
time.
Right. A real team, not some frauds who've been playing a bunch of.
Don't they have a worse,
diamond, nickel, and dimers?
Don't they have a worse record than the Royals?
Yeah, because we've actually played real major league teams, not the White Sox eight times.
Real major league
and the crappy
teams.
Now Astros.
Real major league teams. Did you know that the Royals are about to play again in a little bit?
It's a doubleheader.
Hell yeah!
It's a doubleheader.
More Royals!
It's
last
a doubleheader
game got
because
rained out.
Okay. Baseball! I'm putting it on the other team.
It's a doubleheader because, you know, the Royals need to play more bad teams.
No, this is awesome. Baseball.
Can't wait till they actually start playing people with a pulse.
Wow. Mm. Who have you gotten to play? Who are you playing right now?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers
the
have team been that very was in the, mid so
the team
far.
That
he
was,
played the Rockies.
The team
too.
That was in the World
the
Series
Rockies,
last year.
The Rockies more like poop.
Rockies are not the worst team in baseball
yeah,
like
I know.
The White Sox.
Barely.
Are they the worst or is it the Marlins?
No.
White
it's
Sox
the
are
White
worse.
Sox. Well,
the Marlins have won a couple games.
Do the White Sox have two wins? Because the Marlins have three. Well, they had three before yesterday. I don't know. I didn't check. Did the Marlins win last night?
I did not look.
All right. Nick, did the Marlins win last night?
I did not look.
I thought you guys were baseball fans. I know what happens to
baseball
NFL
fan.
Teams one
I
weekend.
I am a baseball fan. And the team I followed won last night, 6-4.
Interesting.
On a grand slam home run on the ninth.
John writes, I went to Alaska for a week in January for work one time. The sun didn't fully rise until after 10 a.m. and it was dark before 4 p.m. I don't know how people can live like that. Alaska looks beautiful. I would love to visit Alaska in the summer. I would hate living there because of the winter. I do not like it when it's not sunny.
it makes me sad. I get seasonal depression.
Yeah, but that guy from Into the Wild really liked Alaska.
I hate that guy.
I do
that
too.
Guy sucks.
I agree.
I didn't like the movie.
I felt bad for not liking him because of how the movie is, but I hated him.
Yeah, he was an idiot in real life. There was like, have you ever heard of this guy? The guy who,
no.
Well-off family, grows up, decides to just leave everything behind, move to Alaska, live
society.
By himself. Yeah, he hates society.
He burns a social security card.
He starves to death.
His money.
So it sounds like someone you would be at
admire.
No, this guy's a tool.
He dies because he starves to death because he's a moron. Anyway, there was like this bridge that was like a quarter of a mile or a half mile away from where he had been staying for months, and it would have brought him to people.
It was a half an hour.
He's
drive
just,
from a town.
I can't stand that guy.
Okay.
I hated the movie. Watched it with a girl I liked in college. Should have stopped liking her after that moment.
He stayed in a school bus in the middle of nowhere, not once questioned where a school bus would come from in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that guy sucks. But I would like to go to Alaska someday.
Well, do we have answers to tampering?
Because
It was brought up yesterday by Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule.
That it's happening.
Yeah.
Right underneath their noses. They see it.
They heard about it.
But is there anything to do about it?
Also, wrestling and running.
The run and wrestling connection.
Nice.
By the way, the Cubs have taken a 2-1
lead. Oh, my gosh. You're obsessed with this stupid baseball sport.
It's in season.
You sound like a mother from the 50s.
Yeah, I do.
16. Well, he is. I mean,
no.
His guy, Ronald Reagan, wrong. Famously great actor of the 50s.
How's your monkey?
Monkey?
He had a monkey.
I don't have a monkey.
He worked with a monkey.
I have a dog, though. Mr. Banks.
1620 The Zone.